Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I just ask you something?
What?
And don't take this wrong. Why does everything have to be so difficult with you?
Yeah. Lisa says the same thing.
Oh my God, you are so much work.
Jamie.
You do weird stuff. Like, you only have 1 mile till empty, and yeah. You'll drive all the way home.
Yeah.
And then you'll run out of gas and go, oh God, I ran out. Well, you knew you only had 1 mile.
But I find getting gas, laborsome.
It's not work to walk to the gas station after you ran out of gas.
That's what I mean.
BJ.
Guys, I'm standing right here. Good God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh my God. All right, it's Thursday morning, you guys, and we are BJ free. Woo! Yeah!
Dad's gone.
Right! You know what that means. I mean, first of all, we get to slam the hell out of him. All right? Anyway, I have to go, you guys. I'm so sorry. I checked in like I should. You know, it's 6:07 a.m. Thursday, August 19th. But now I have to go because I have to go pack.
What?
Where are you going?
I don't know. I have to miss the show to pack.
Oh.
Because that's the text I got this morning at 4:30 a.m. that somebody has to miss the show to pack. I'm not even kidding!
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a joke too!
I literally got out of the shower and was like, whatever, shut up. And he even ended it with aloha.
I know!
I was like, okay, we'll see ya. And then nope.
Did you see it? Because, all right, so by the way, we got a text this morning at 4:30 a.m. from BJ Harris that said, hey, guys. Well, I'll read it to you in the next break. I'll read everything. But did you feel my, like, angst about this?
Oh, I could see your eyes rolling. Like, I didn't even have to see you. I was just like, yeah, she's not going to take this lightly.
Like, you guys aren't even leaving until 3 p.m.
It's ridiculous.
It's so dumb. It's so
like, what does a three-year-old even need?
The three-year-old, he actually told us that in the note, that his three-year-old's not packed yet. Hasn't he told us for a week that the three-year-old has been packed?
Yeah, walking around with his backpack on. Packed. He can't stop talking about
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Frog's got to get his stuff together, okay? He's got some toys to bring. He can't decide which ones to take.
You've known for like 6 months you're going to Hawaii. And I even called him out on it the other day. I go, here's what I'm worried about. I'm more worried about you guys being late for the airport. And he's like, no, she's been packing every day. We're totally ready.
Yeah.
He said he was the one that wasn't packed yesterday.
So, like, I don't know. This is such crap. But I just read, like, when you despise somebody, what you're supposed to do, and you're just supposed to breathe.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to breathe because this is such horse crap. I can't. I've worked in radio for a long, long time. I have never heard anybody call in because they have to pack.
For a three-year-old.
That is a first.
It's so shady. I can't even tell you.
I mean, I worked at Arby's and no one called in for that. That's pretty bad.
Like, we have the easiest job on the planet. You can't come in for 4 hours. You've known for 6 months you're going to go. But now I mean, it's just horse crap. I was just like, oh my God. And here's the other thing. Lisa's not even working today. Right? No. She's not even working
today.
Yeah,
she has a whole day off. I mean, she has 5 hours to pack.
I know. Like, none of this makes sense to me, friends. None of it. It is just blah. I'm like, you know, and I don't mind if it takes today off. I swear to God, I don't care. But tell me the day before.
Like, yeah, the warning is nice.
Yeah, it's so nice than to wake up at 4:30 and go, wait, what? You just left us hanging because you have to pack?
Obviously, we're going to prepare for the show differently if he's not here.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just so selfish. I can't even believe it. So I did see, though, that it might hail today. By the way, I guess we have a chance to, along the I-25 corridor that it might hail. And this is why I have to leave, which I was starting to tell you guys, is because my cars are not in the garage. So I need to go home and pack up my garage and move stuff over.
No joke.
So I can get my... I might as well call in for that, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take 5 hours minimum.
Hail damage is serious business.
Let's see here. Packing a 3-year-old or moving the garage around so two cars can fit in. Which is harder? Which takes more? You guys, I'm so irritated. I'm not going to bring everybody down with this, but I've never had a partner do this crap to me in my lifetime. I'm just like, this is just horse doodles. That's right. I said doodles. All right. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, though, I'll actually read you the text because it is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay. Here it is. It's the BJ and Jamie morning show. We are BJ free today.
Woo!
Just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding. He's not here. All right. So this is how it went down, just to bring everybody up to speed. Okay. So here I am. My first alarm has gone off. It's like, okay, it's like 4 a.m., whatever. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get the trash out, all that crap, blah, blah, blah. Well, then all of a sudden I hear ding. Well, I always know when I get a ding at 4 a.m., 4:15, 4:30, that it's BJ.
Yeah, yeah, it's never good. Yeah, because I'm not going to text you at 4 a.m.
Right?
No. Schmidl's not.
No, yeah. I always know it's something. His back is out. We'll have to get
sick.
Yeah, so something is up, right? And so I always know. And so I'm like, no, not today. Because I know you're going to Hawaii, so I know you're not sick, right? I know your back's not out because you're going to Hawaii. And so none of this is happening. So I look at it and it says this. Hey guys, I don't even know how to do it. I'm staying home to help Lisa this morning. She's not got frog ready to go and needs help. It's a little crazy. Aloha.
That's when he said aloha. I was like, all right, he's just messing with
us. That's what I thought.
Like, okay, whatever, guy.
I love that you thought that he was kidding. Because I did too. Because I'm like, okay, it's 4:30 in the morning and you have to pack a 3-year-old.
Yeah, he's just in a good mood. You
right,
know, he's
exactly.
He's like, let me razz these guys
exactly
a little bit.
Exactly what I thought. I was like, okay, that's funny. And I actually laughed. I was like, this is a good one. Like, he pulled a fast one on us. That's funny. And so I kind of chuckled, right? And then I like laid back down. I was like, that was a good one. Oh my God, he got us. So then I thought, wait a minute, he's not really that funny at 4:30. And then I wrote back, so obviously he wrote at 4:31. So then I didn't write back until 4:33 because I'm thinking.
You got to process it.
Right. I go, are you kidding? Question mark. And then he goes, and then I go, dude, it's 4:30 in the morning, and she has until 9 a.m. This is really something. Hopefully you're just kidding all of us, because we're all in a group text, right? He wrote, look, she needs help, and I'm up helping. It's no big deal. And I'm like, okay, you guys, have you all ever packed a 3-year-old? Because they don't need a whole lot of stuff. They just don't. I mean, it's just, you just throw a bunch of diapers in them. I mean, I think he's still in diapers. You just throw a bunch of diapers. You throw, and half the restaurants are closed, so he doesn't need like a little suit or anything.
Right. Yeah, so bring his best stuffed animal, whatever. Yeah. And I don't even have kids, and I feel like I could pack for a 3-year-old.
And he said there's a washing machine in the suite.
In the condo.
He doesn't need that many clothes.
So give him five pairs of shirts, that's it.
Yeah, he's good to go.
And then even Powerball Pete at 4:30 in the morning got in on the action. Pete has two kids. He's like, what else would a 3-year-old need to wear? What have you been doing all week? Run, three, run. Saying that BJ hasn't done anything to pack, that he's been betting on horses instead.
And I like how BJ texted us on the one with Pete on it, not the one with the boss.
I know. I'm like.
Jamie pointed that one out.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're going to miss work, tell the boss.
Right.
I mean, have the balls to say, hey, boss, I'm not going to be there today because I'm going to pack.
Nope.
So anyway, and then I just wrote whatever because it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh my God. And then I start going through my Rolodex of like things I've stayed up all night for. Oh my God. Because, you know, you just sometimes it sucks to get up this early, but we're really lucky to have this job.
Well, on like Monday, I landed at 1 in the morning.
Yes.
And then I got here at 4 a.m.
Yes, you did.
Yep. And I was dying. Carson, I was literally about to pass out.
Like if he stopped moving, he was done.
Yeah.
Right. And then again, going back to like, Lisa's not even working today. Mm. Like, why can't she? You just pull an all-nighter and you pack and you throw everything in there. And like, and then you say to yourself, okay, whatever I don't pack, I guess I'll just buy.
Yeah.
No, see, this is part of he set us up.
Yeah.
He set us up again.
What do you mean?
All throughout the week. Like, he's talking about, oh, yeah, we're all packed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to come to work. That's all it is. They're packed, ready to go. He's just already in vacation mode.
Yeah, exactly. They had their anniversary last night. Like, they stayed up too late. They're like, woohoo, we're on vacation. And then he's just like, Lisa, I'm just not even going to go to work tomorrow. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, sweetie.
Just tell him we got a pack for Frog.
Yeah, it'll be fine. So then I wrote with the one with the boss because I'm like, our boss doesn't even know the guy's missing now, right? So I'm like, all right, well, it's 4:30 in the morning, and I guess all of a sudden BJ has decided not to come to work because Lisa isn't packed. I've flown all over the world as a single working mom with a child, and I've never pulled this on him. Not one time. I'm really thrown off by this, I have to admit. Kids are back in school, and he can't make it today. And then I wrote, whatever. See everybody soon.
I know, which is a valid point. How many times have you not packed and left the same day and still came to the show and then left?
You just throw your crap
anytime
in.
Anytime you've traveled, that's what's happened.
I mean, I've even come in here and I've been like, you guys, I don't even know what I have in the suitcase. I threw it in last night. I think the dumbest time, though, I pulled an all-nighter, and this is really dumb, but I did it. We had to make leprechaun catchers.
When my
son was in kindergarten, it was to catch leprechauns during what's that called? St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So my kid is his first time in kindergarten. So I want to be like the perfect mom. I was a room mom, all that stuff. And so I stayed up until 2:30 in the morning making the perfect leprechaun catcher because my kid bailed on me at like 9, which was way too late for a 5-year-old to be up anyway. But I was like, come on, buddy, we got to paint this thing. And it wouldn't dry. And I had to do all this stuff. And so, I mean, it was over the top. I'll try to find pictures of it. It was so stupid. But then I went to bed at 2, and then I came to work at 5. Like, I stayed up way too late to make a damn leprechaun catcher. But that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you do, what you have to do. You pull it all night, or like, to me, it's almost exciting to stay up all night to pack and then pull off the show and then go to the airport.
Yeah, because you're running on adrenaline.
Yeah,
like, you've got something to look forward to. Every Friday, I'm like, you can make it. It doesn't matter. You can stay up all night. It's because it's Friday.
Right?
Push through the show. No big deal.
All right, so let me read some of these texts. There's somebody that's really mean. I don't care. But anyway, it says, Jamie, STF, one, you know the other one. You're late every effing day. And it says, I go, yeah, 10 minutes, not 4 hours late every day to pack. And it says 10 minutes late, 100 days adds up. And I'm like, okay. It says, what is hilarious is that you are late almost every day and you are talking smack about BJ. For goodness sake. Who uses goodness sake?
I don't know.
I feel like Lisa's mom does. He came in after a heart attack. His anniversary was yesterday. You worked with Danny, and I'm pretty sure he pulled a lot more crap. A little grace might be a thought. Be better. I'm not going to be better. Listen. I am not going to be better on this one. I have to go home right now because it might hail, and my cars are both outside of the garage, and those are both $1,000 deductible. That's what you stay home for, right? Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, let's play the last time that that he called us. Again, I don't mind if BJ isn't here. That's not the point. But I would have loved it if he would have told me last night. Not at 4:30 in the morning. I think that's fair. Just think it's fair. All right, go ahead and play this one.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back, which I told Mike about yesterday. I barely walk and stand up. I got up this morning trying to get out the door. It ain't going to happen. I'm going to have to take today and weekend to try to, mend, okay? I just thought I'd shoot this quick video for you just to show you some of the pain. Well, I tried.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't make it to the vehicle. I can't get there. All right,
okay.
Take care. You know,
we have to modify this now and go, oh, it's PJ. I have to pack. Oh, my God.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't shoot a video of, like, clothes scattered everywhere. Like, throughout the laundry, piles
it's
of laundry.
So hard. I got to pack. Oh, my God.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I believe some schools are starting for the first time today. I think so. We'll look that up. By the way, happy first day of school to teacher Kayla. I guess she said her power went out.
Yeah.
And so she had to get ready in the dark. That kind of sucks.
That's
for the
not a good way to start the day right there.
No, it's not. All right. Yesterday, we told you that we were shocked and awed to find out that Scarlett Johansson was pregnant, right? And she was pregnant with that guy from Saturday Night Live.
Colin Jost.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, oh, my God, she's pregnant. That's crazy. They're going to have a beautiful, bouncy baby. Well, yesterday, we found out they already had their kid.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It's like a whirlwind. I was like, wait, what?
I mean, we just announced yesterday she was pregnant. Now she has the kid.
I guess it's that whole thing that Jessica Biel did it, remember?
Yeah,
and Justin Timberlake, they kept that whole thing. No one even knew that they were pregnant until they had a baby.
On the down low, yeah. Right? Yeah, so that was crazy to me. And how'd she do the movie? Because that's such an action movie.
She did all that.
Black Widow, right?
Yeah. They did say last night on Inside Edition or Entertainment Tonight or whatever, they said how funny it was when she was doing the Zoom interviews. They now know why they only showed her from like the breast up.
Oh.
They never did because everybody else in the movie did a full like seating position, but hers was just her head.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had a baby. I forgot. Do you remember what they named it? Cosmo Yost. Cosmo Yost.
That's a weird name, right?
It is, yeah. I thought he was kidding.
No.
Because he tweeted about it. He goes, so here's the deal. We did have a baby. We really kept it, covered up. Because nobody knew. And I guess, even her friends didn't squeal. Those are good friends.
Yeah, those are the friends that you keep right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Ride or dies.
So happy that like COVID's going on secretly, right? Because like they wouldn't have been able to do this without...
That's true, because everything wouldn't have been Zoom. It would have been...
Yeah.
I know, but I don't think I have friends that could keep a secret like that, you know?
I couldn't.
I definitely don't. My buddy Mike, I mean, I'll tell him something. He runs and tells his wife. I'm like, come on, dude. it just boils up inside of him. He just has to tell someone. You know, it's one of those people. It's like, I got to get it off my chest.
And then your wife's like, I thought I told you in confidence, and then you told Mike in confidence, and then Mike's wife now knows, and now everybody knows.
Definitely. If I have a secret, I can never tell him.
Mike.
Someone's going to find out.
All right. You were also telling me, Carson, off the air about the Jeopardy guy.
Oh, yeah. So Mike Richards, he's catching some heat for a podcast that he did when he was the producer of The Price is Right. And I guess during the podcast, it was back in 2013, 2014, he was doing it from his office. He called his co-host a booth hoe.
A booth hoe?
Yeah.
I think BJ's called me that. I'm okay with it. I don't even get mad.
I don't even know what that means, but...
A booth hoe.
Yeah.
What would that be? I mean, I'm trying to think in production or whatever. She's in the booth, right?
Yeah.
So maybe she slept with the sound guy and the... I don't know what a booth. Are you looking up booth hole?
Yeah. What's the dictionary pulled up there?
Right. Like, I think Schmidl just Googled booth hole. Yeah. So that's not good.
And actually, he was asking female co-host if they've ever taken booby pictures and all kinds of weird things.
Oh no, he's creepy.
Yeah.
Aww.
At least that's what it sounds like.
That poor guy.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more coming out.
I think you're right. That's really, you know what? It's a better idea not to do either reality shows or any of these game shows, because now with the internet and all that stuff, everybody can dig up everything about you, right? Oh, my God. All right, anyway, Dua Lipa. Did y'all see her bikini? By any chance, am I the only?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, she is wearing a teeny tiny crocheted bikini. Yes, crocheted. And I guess it just sold out. It's $297, and it's crocheted, and I don't even know how any human on the planet can wear that sucker.
Oh, yeah, that's really small. I had to do some research.
You got to be really comfortable with your body to wear that.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I don't even... I think that it's, like, still exposing stuff. Like, you're still kind of naked wearing that.
Is that a pot leaf? Is one
it
of those
is,
a pot
it's
leaf?
It's a pot leaf, yeah. And it's like a rainbow or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and then like a daisy on the other one.
On the other one?
On the other one. That paints a picture right there.
You know what we mean. The other one. Hey, did you guys see that? I don't know what team he played for or whatever. Did you see that pitcher get a line drive to his face?
Yeah.
Holy hell. I don't know why. That just made me cringe. I'm not like a big baseball buff or anything like that, but watching that guy take one right to his face, and then he just collapses on the mound, and everybody just stands there. It felt like forever. That everybody just stood there, and then all of a sudden a guy ran up and was like, help him, help him, help him. Well, come to find out he has a cracked cheekbone, like a smashed cheekbone.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, because those balls, when they come off those bats.
God.
That actually happened here to the Colorado Rockies about 10 years ago, I want to say. There was a guy named Juan Nicasio, and he got just cracked right in the face.
Really?
And it took him like 2 years to come back from that.
Ugh, yeah. It looked so brutal. I guess it, you know, like crushed his cheekbone or something, and his eye is still swollen shut. But they say it will not affect his vision. His vision's going to be fine. And he actually tweeted with one eye open. It's like, I'd like to thank everybody for all their... Because, you know, when you have one eye closed, you kind of talk like this.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for
their
support and all that stuff. Yeah, but that was brutal. All right, and then the other thing I wanted to hit real quick. Hold on, let me find it. Oh, yeah. This has gone viral. Did y'all see the pineapple juice thing?
Yeah.
What's that about? I was even telling this guy that I know he's getting his wisdom teeth taken out, and I'm like... acting like I know crap. I go, dude, you got to drink a bunch of pineapple juice.
I guess there's something in it called bromelain.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to somehow reduce inflammation.
Yeah.
Yeah, inflammation, bruising, and all that stuff. Yeah.
So
right?
After the surgery, after you get your wisdom teeth out, it's a better recovery.
But I did see a bunch of warnings that if you drink too much pineapple juice, you'll get really bad poopy pants.
Yep.
So
explosive.
And they said poopy pants?
Poopy pants.
That was the technical term.
Yes.
Well, here's what his point was. So he's going in for having all his wisdom teeth taken out, but he can't eat or drink anything solid, let's see, or acidic for like 12 hours beforehand.
Oh, and pineapple is acidic.
It's so acidic, right? So he's like, I don't get how I'm going to do that. I'm like, I don't know. Call your doctor. I saw it on the internet. It must be true. But a 21-year-old nursing student shared a hack. She learned to limit next-day swelling and pain from wisdom teeth removal. The TikTok video already has over 22.8 million views. In the video, she explains that she was inspired to drink 64 ounces of pineapple juice before her upcoming wisdom teeth removal surgery after watching another TikTok user document the journey in a similar... So I don't know how you drink all that if you can't have anything... Anyway,
it's funny, but doctors don't really have a problem with it. They just say you might want to watch it because you might have poopy pants.
And the doctor said poopy pants.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It was in an interview and everything. Video.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that is. I guess everybody's panic buying again at Costco. What's this about?
What are they buying?
Toilet paper.
Oh,
and
paper
water.
Towels. Yeah. And water. I don't know if everybody's getting the vibe that we're shutting down again or whatever, but I guess Costco is running low on everything.
And they have to, they actually started limiting what you can buy.
A bunch of my like hippie friends who are super into jam music, all of those bands are starting to cancel their concerts. So
really?
Yeah, they all think that it's coming back too, like the lockdown and stuff.
Well, Garth Brooks just canceled like five of his upcoming the remainder of his stadium tours.
No.
Yeah, he just canceled them because of COVID.
So they might be right.
Don't say that.
don't put that out.
Don't say that at all. Because here's the thing. Did this just happen to anybody? If y'all are listening in your cars, maybe it's just me. So when I just saw that Costco people are like stocking up on toilet paper and paper towels, did any of you think like I need to go to the store?
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
But
mainly for like stupid things I couldn't find during the first pandemic.
Spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Or like spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
How do you run out of spaghetti?
I know, but I just had this weird thing like I gotta get toilet paper. Yeah. I don't know why that just happened. We all do that in our brains, right? It's just not okay. I'm freaking out.
Either that or start hoarding it, and then you can sell it on eBay.
You know, I should have called in sick today. Yes. I should have called in sick today because I had to go buy toilet paper and pack for my three-year-old. All right, I'm over it. There you go. Double trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Woo! All right, here we go. COVID in the news. It's where we make COVID talk happy. Can you turn it up a little bit?
A little bit?
Yeah, I need to feel it. Yeah. Dun, dun.
Okay, here we go. First of all, you'd be happy to know that 3,256,000 Coloradans are fully vaccinated.
Woo!
I have no idea how many people we have here, but I think...
That's a lot of people, I feel like.
You can turn it down a little bit, a teeny tiny, yeah. But just a little bit up. Just, I can't find the perfect place.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay, there it is. Sorry. Palm Beach County has declared a state of an emergency.
Yay!
Woo!
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they have a hospital bed shortage.
Yay! Woo!
Be careful!
There we go.
The White House has announced COVID-19 Pfizer and Moderna booster shots will be available from September 20th.
Yay!
Adults over the age of 18 who receive the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines will be eligible for the third shot after receiving their second and final dose.
Yay!
Shots for everyone!
Shot!
And the Douglas County Board will be meeting at 10:30 today. To opt out of Tri-County's mask requirement for school!
Yay!
No mask!
No mask! All right, there you go. There is your COVID-19 update.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we are BJ free this morning. Woo!
Woo! BJ free!
It's a BJ free morning show. That just sounds weird. Anyway, this is the first time ever we've ever had a negative response to our COVID in the news. So what we do is we try to do what we did last segment is we try to make COVID fun, not like happy, but just more fun because all the news is so negative.
Yeah. So it's easier to digest the news.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we put a little fun in it. I mean, like a music fun, blah, blah. And somebody says, as a nurse, you just made me want to vomit.
Uh-huh.
See, that wasn't the it was supposed to. It was, you know what I mean? Like it's supposed to be yay.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
You
so
just want to hear it the regular way that it is.
I guess you want us to say, like, Palm Beach is under... I mean, you know, we just put a little happiness in it. So I apologize if we offended you. That was not our intention. It was just supposed to lighten up the mood because this COVID thing is a nightmare. And so we just wanted to make it a little more fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, with that said, off the air during that whole Ed Sheeran thing and blah, 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 and beautiful mistake and whatever. I was telling, because BJ's not here because he had to stay home and pack for a three-year-old.
Just the way you say it. I mean, you can hear the resentment.
No, let me just read this again. I'm not mad. Let's see. It says, I'm staying home to help Lisa this morning. She's not got frog ready to go and needs help. It's a little crazy. Aloha.
I love how he ended it with aloha. Like, not only are you ditching us for work, but you're also going to Hawaii.
I know.
Screw you.
And then I wrote, and this is at 4:30. Are you kidding? Because I thought, oh my God, he got us. That's pretty funny.
I thought it was a joke too. I was like, aha, whatever. I didn't even reply to it.
I know. And because I thought it was funny. I was like, that's a good one. Oh my God, he totally got us. I go, it's, and then I thought about it. And so about 5 minutes later, I go, it's 4:30 in the morning. She has until 9 a.m. This is really something. Hopefully you're just kidding us. And then he goes, look, she needs help. And I'm up helping. No big deal.
Come on.
And I just wrote whatever. And then even Powerball Pete, which is on the thread, which I don't know why, he goes, What do you need to pack for a three-year-old? What have you been doing all week? Run, three, run, which means that he's been, you know, gambling or whatever. I don't know. I guess a three-year-old needs a lot of stuff. I mean, that's, they're leaving at what, like 2 p.m., 3 p.m.?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Yeah. But anyway, you do you. during the songs, like I was telling you, is I was complaining to Carson Inchmadel because they're not that far away from being a teenager.
No. Those were the days.
Yeah. So, I still vividly remember being in high school.
So I have a 15-year-old, y'all, and I don't know why. He was just so precious when he was little. Mm-hmm. And I thought he'd be a different kind of teenager. You know what I mean? Like, I thought somehow my child would be different and amazing. Well, yesterday, we're at the Outback, and he says, hey, I need to go on Amazon because for French class, we're representing Canada, and I need to order a bunch of little flags that say Canada on them or whatever for Friday. I said, dude, it's already Wednesday. You're never going to get them in time for Friday morning, right? And he's like, well, let me just check. So we're sitting there eating, and he's like, yeah, they're not going to come until Friday. I go, exactly. And your French class is your first period, so it's never going to happen. I can't even get them and drop them off. And so I said, all right, here's the deal. Why don't we do this since you have to represent Canada? Why don't we go and get like a couple of maple leaf, like syrup, something?
That's no.
Fine. No?
No. And I said, okay. So why don't we, you have some old skating pads and stuff from skateboarding. Why don't we find a jersey? I'll call Carson, see if he has like a Canadian jersey.
Oh, yeah, like or even a hockey stick, whatever.
Right, exactly. No.
The most iconic Canada things, a hockey stick and maple syrup. You're saying no to.
I go, okay, this is crazy. That I go, how about this? We get those glow sticks, we crunch them all up, and then you walk in as Northern Lights.
Oh, I like that. That's a good idea.
No, no one will get it. I said, okay, nobody will get that. Okay, so why don't we go and get red construction paper and we'll outline a maple leaf and we'll cut them. No. Just forget it. I don't have time to do anything for it. Just forget it. Oh, okay. All right. Yep. You do. Why are you mad? Are you mad at me? Nope. Not mad. Nope. I'm trying to offer you some ideas for this thing that you wanted to do. No, it's fine. Don't be mad, Mom. I just don't want to do it now. In 5 minutes now, you don't even want anything.
So and then, you know, if his friend suggested that, he'd be like, oh, that's a great idea. Exactly. Yeah. I'll do it.
He's like, why are you mad, Mom? I go, because I'm so tired of this. Every time I suggest something, like you said, it's like, oh, Schmidl said, it's like, if I say it, it's no. So then he goes, can I drive home? And I go, no. But then Carson's like, don't worry. I was a complete jerk at 15.
Oh, I was a little hellion. I mean, the thing about it is, like, you know, I had to wake up early for morning practice, like 4:30. And 4:30 to a 15-year-old is torture. And we would have all-out brawls. Like, she would come into my room, like, just storming, turn on all the lights, get up! Get your ass off! And I'm like, no! No! I would throw pillows at her. She would throw things at me. I would throw like bed sheets down the stairs at her and then go back to bed. It was just an all-out brawl. No rhyme or reason. Like, she was trying to do the good thing. She's like, you want to get kicked off the team? And I was like, yes! Call the coach right now! It was the dumbest thing ever.
You're like an only child. I have an only child. Why are you, these only children are so mean to their moms.
Well, and I love my mom. I love her to death. I would do anything for her. But back then, it just didn't. And I loved her then. It didn't matter. I just wanted to rebel a little bit. It's like subconscious, too. You don't even really think about it.
It's the
just,
hormones.
Yeah.
Not buying the hormones. Just being an ass. Yeah. So it's 10:30 last night, right? And I walk into his room, and he's still up. He has to get up at 6 a.m. to go to school, right? I mean, to get ready and go to school. And so I go, dude, are you really on your phone? And he's like, well, what? And so he has a girlfriend, right? And everything's either what or no. What? And so I go, get off the phone. We're not doing this. It's 10:30. So then I did, I guess I apparently humiliated my child. At 10:30, I wrote to, because we're all in a group text or whatever, the mom, the daughter, my son, and me, we're all in a group text. I said, all right, from now on, there's no more texting at 10:30. I said, during weekdays, during school nights, we're done at 10:30. That's the last text. And then my kid comes in. I can't believe you wrote that.
I mean, that's the equivalent back in our day to like having a landline and you're talking on the phone with your girlfriend and your mom gets on the phone. All right, time to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I actually wrote that. It's funny you said that. I go, well, and then I told the truth. I go, apparently I just humiliated my son by telling y'all you can't text at 10:30. I go, let me tell you a humiliation story. It's Bob White, my dad, coming up. First of all, I hear this, dinner. And I'm like, okay, Dad, I'll be down in a minute. And then I hear this. And we had landlines, right? And I'm on the phone with this guy named Steve Church, and I loved him. And I hear, and I look up at my dad, and he's huge because he's like 7 foot tall, and I'm on the floor with my phone in my hand. And it was a Mickey Mouse phone.
Yes.
You're right? And I had Mickey's little hand right in there. I was like, hey, Steve. And I didn't even have time to say anything. My dad rips the wires out of the wall and says, I said dinner.
That's awesome.
Like, no, I never talked to him again in my entire life. To this day, I've never spoken to that kid again because he was in Marion and I lived in Heron. And I've never, I don't know how to get a hold of him.
That was the modern day ghosting back then. Like, Dad pulled the cord out of the wall.
Out of the wall. Like, he couldn't just say, like, hang up. He pulled the whole, and I didn't get my phone reinstalled my whole, my high school year. I had to use the kitchen phone.
Ooh.
Oh, I was like, it was just dinner. And I said in a minute, I wasn't the smart, I didn't throw anything. I was just like, in a minute, Dad. I said dinner. But then Schmidl told me a better story about being 15, and it made me feel so much better.
Yeah. When I was his age, I was selling drugs. So, I mean,
there you go.
Thank you, Schmidl.
It could always be better.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy little Friday. Hey, you guys, we just want to remind you that so BJ's scheduled disappearance was supposed to be for tomorrow. So we're going to do Alice Anarchy. I don't know if a lot of you know what that is, but what it is at around 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, we'll play anything that y'all want us to play. It's like insanity. But it does take a little bit of preparation, which, you know, we're not used to. Yeah,
we're not really good at it either.
Right?
So,
and because some of you guys want songs from, like, I don't know, like 1910 and stuff like that, we have to kind of try to start pulling them together now. So we're going to put up a Facebook post, and you can give us your suggestions for Alice Anarchy starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Did you get the approval
from Mike? Yeah, I talked to Mike about
okay.
it. Yeah.
Because he's like, the last time we did it, he's like, oh, my God, that was so painful. I was like, what part was painful?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We had a great time the last time.
I know.
We did it.
He just, you know, because they have set in their mind that you play what everybody wants. And then because not every song hits people between the eyes, that he feels like people will be like, I'm not listening to that crap, you know, and they'll just tune out or whatever.
Whatever.
It could have happened, though, because last time when BJ was gone, why was he gone? He had some kind of surgery or something. Or was it a heart attack?
It might have been the heart attack.
I think it was the heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that one was
some medical reason.
Anyway, we're not making fun of him. Never mind. That came off wrong. But we played that Garth Brooks song.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Schmidl pulled the wrong one, and it was a cover band.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know what Garth sounds like, I guess.
And everyone blew us up about it.
Oh, my God, they were so mad.
They immediately knew it.
Oh, my God, so mad. All right, so anyway, so we'll go on Facebook here in a minute. Just give us a second to post it and suggest so it's so funny because I know that Carson goes, well, we have to play the Applebee song. And Carson and Schmidl is like, what? That song is so. What'd you call it?
It's white trash.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
No, it's just bad. I don't like it. I don't know. That and I love Chili's. So, you know, Chili's and Applebee's are rivals.
Hold on. You have an animosity towards Applebee's because you like Chili's?
Yeah. Chili's way better than Applebee's,
no,
dude.
No, can I just tell you something? Chili's does not do their fajitas right. I mean, what? That irritates me so. And that's like their job, right? It's Chili's. They don't come out sizzling.
Yeah, they do.
No, I promise they don't. Have you ordered them?
I feel like she's more of a connoisseur than you. Yeah. You would be.
I'll go with your word.
All right, they just bring out the fajitas like this. I'm like, what in the what?
They have really good chicken tenders and really good margaritas, though.
You go there for their chicken tenders?
I love chicken tenders, man.
You are such a child.
I am.
I like the chicken tenders. Your barbecue sauce is really good. And they give you the margaritas in a sippy cup.
I can't argue with
that. He's not wrong. He's just not wrong today. Oh, my God. Anyway, so we will be playing the song that Schmadil hates, and that's the Applebee's song.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the real name is.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know. Okay, all right. Hey, you guys, last night I watched the weirdest show. I don't know if I like it or don't like it. It was called Tiana and Iman, Iman and Tiana. Anyway, it's this basketball player, and she's like the hottest chick on the planet. She's like a model, an actress. She was in Coming to America 2 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this woman is so smoking hot. And he is goofy, but he's a really amazing dad.
Yeah, she's like Halle Berry-esque.
Yeah, she's just gorgeous. Yeah. But I watched it last night. It was like Meet the Iman and Tiana or whatever. I guess that I always feel like these basketball players, football players, you know, you just feel like they're quote-unquote ballers. But to watch that guy have to wait for 5 days to see if he's getting picked up by a basketball team is painful.
Yeah, that would be torturous.
Oh, my God. It was so sad. So it's like, it was actually 10 days he had to wait to see if he's being picked back up by a professional NBA team, right? And so it says, like, it does a countdown, like, day 8. Still no call. He's a free agent, right? And so then it's Coming to America 2. He can't go to the actual premiere because of COVID restrictions. He has to be ready to go play ball if they call him up, right? So he can't do any of that. Then it's like day 6. No call. You guys, he never got picked up.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
There's not even a happy ending?
No.
Like,
it's so sad. And here she is having a premiere of Coming to America, to, you know, and she's like, everything's going her way.
Her career's taken off.
Yes, yeah. And oh, my God. And I bring this up because they're saying that that was the problem with Kelly Clarkson and her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. I guess he was super duper jealous of her success before they split up, and he made it known to everybody. Like, he told everybody that.
Yeah, he had an animosity toward her.
Yeah, he was like really upset. Listen, if my husband makes signs a $45 million deal, I'm going to buy a freaking Ferrari. That's right. That's my husband.
That's how you deal with your problems?
Exactly. I mean,
like, what guy doesn't want a sugar mama?
I don't get it either.
I don't know, though. I kind of feel him. I mean, I try and be successful, you know? Like, the keywords try. My wife's way more successful than I am. I mean, she's like a supervisor and all this stuff, you know, and she's on Zoom meetings all day, really important person. And I'm just sitting over there in the corner doing a little bit of prep, watching TV, you know, just having some lunch. I even make her lunch. I mean, she's got me pegged.
All right, well, you are this person, I guess. You wanted to be more of the breadwinner.
It would be hard to be outshined by your significant other constantly
but you're
at
not,
that
like,
level.
Jealous of her.
I think a long pause.
I know.
I think a little bit of you would be, especially when she's in the limelight like that. Yeah. She's on like 2 TV shows. I feel like that would be hard. I would have a hard time dealing with that.
Because he was like a big time agent, right?
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about him when he'd go down the red carpet. But he knew who he was marrying.
Yeah, she was obviously going to be a future star.
I mean, that's a great point because she was famous when they got married.
And you knew that you were marrying a loaded chick.
Well. Yeah. But she's so more important than I am.
Oh, my God. I mean, because Carson has 2 jobs, right? Like,
right.
He leaves here and he goes to another studio and does another job. She's got to be like, at some point, like, oh, my God.
How many radio jobs do you have to have to have as much money?
When are you going to stop playing games and get a big boy job?
I feel like she said that.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. There might have been an ultimatum at some point.
Right? Anyway, it says sources say the relationship, again, I'm talking about Kelly Clarkson and her husband, her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, say the relationship had been on the rocks for a long time. The singer was the high income earner with a wildly successful talk show and is the star of another hit show, The Voice. And he was so jealous of everything. And he made everybody know it, and especially her. The two split in June of last year and are in the process of getting a divorce. Now, I will have to say, like, one thing as somebody that made more money than people in my life, giving them a credit card feels really stupid. Like, it feels like, oh, my God, I have to give you a credit card with your name on it. It feels like I have a child with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you're giving them a weekly allowance.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. You kind of want, like, that man that says, here, honey, here's some money. But I'm the one laying out money.
Yeah.
You know?
Where do you find those? Like, I would like a woman to just give me a credit card.
Well, Carson's wife's available. Scarlett Johansson and what's his name? Colin.
I always Jost.
Say, thank you. God, I always say it wrong. I'm like, Joust. I can just see them seething when I do that. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. Is that right?
Colin. Jost.
Colin!
Yeah. You got the Joe stripe, but you got the Colin mixed up.
God, I suck. Okay. Anyway, they actually have a baby. Now, yesterday I reported, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Scarlett Johansson is pregnant. This is nuts. No, she's had a baby now. What in the hell?
Yeah.
They hid it through all of this.
Complete secret. They pulled Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. Right? No one knew that she was pregnant.
No, not at all. And so that's why they're saying all the Zoom calls for the promotion of the movie. What's the movie called?
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So all the Zoom calls, all the press she did, it was always chest up. And all the other actors that were doing the press junkets, they were all full, you know, throttle, but she was always from her head up, and everybody's like, that's so weird. Well, now we know why, because she was full-blown pregnant.
Yeah, it's so funny that no one called her out, or no one even speculated. We didn't see any rumors, nothing.
Nothing at all. So crazy. And then finally for you, the last one, and Carson told me this, is that Mike Richards thing, right?
Yeah, so the guy who's going to be taking over Jeopardy for Alex Trebek, he's in some pretty hot water because apparently on a podcast that he hosted back in 2013, 2014, he was on The Price is Right, or the executive producer, right. And he called his co-host a booth hoe, which I can't imagine landed well with anyone at the time, but I guess, I mean, no one's making a stink about it until now, of course, that he's in the limelight, and he also apparently was talking to them, his female co-host, about if they ever took any booby pictures or any nudie pictures like that.
Why is this guy creepy? Mike Richards. Oh, you have last name Richards. Everybody said jokes all your life. You know? No, so I don't... did you ever look up a booth hoe?
I tried to look it up. I couldn't find any, like...
Urban Dictionary doesn't have it.
There's no Urban Dictionary. No.
You booth hoe. No. Like, who says that? Yeah, so all this stuff is coming out about this Jeopardy guy, Mike Richards. He was the executive producer. And I guess Alex Trebek just loved him, and it was the natural replacement. But I don't know. Once you start asking people if they want booby pictures, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird, because when he was doing the guest part, at the end of all the shows, he would be like, and we want to make this a better world, and da-da-da-da-da, and now it's contradictory.
Contradictory?
Right? Yeah.
Did you say contradictory? All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, we are BJ free this morning. Woo! Actually, you guys, in all seriousness, I mean, I know that he stayed home to pack for a three-year-old because the three-year-old was not packed. And man, you got to, when you have a little three-year-old, you got to pack.
I mean, they have many outfits.
Oh, my God. And matching shoes.
Oh, and the toys.
Yeah.
And the accessories and all that stuff. I mean, it is just a lot. And
his light-up sneakers.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> Right? So I get it. I totally get it. But I am thinking, and a lot of you might want to take this into consideration, we might need to bail here in a minute. The clouds are kind of rolling in. And on Fox 31, they're saying along the I-25 corridor this afternoon, we could get hail.
It
and
does look crazy
right
out there.
Right next to I-25.
Yeah. And she was saying like big hail and damaging winds. And so, you know that time, like, when you decide to go through your whole house, I mean, the garage and clean it all out and all that? Well, that's what I'm doing. And neither one of my cars, either or neither. Neither. Either. Neither.
I think they both
work. I think they both work, yeah. Neither or either.
Neither and either of my cars are in the garage right now. And I have a $1,000 deductible on both.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if you have a garage, there's no excuse that you don't put your cars in the garage.
I know this.
If they get damaged, it's your fault.
I know. Anyway. So that's happening. So just be really aware. She even said maybe pop-up tornadoes.
Ooh.
Pop-up tornadoes?
Yeah, it's like a pop-up shop. That's what she said.
It's an extravaganza.
Right? The other thing that everybody's talking about is this Bridgewater and Lock guy.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Lock.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I thought we'd do a little Texnado, 51059. Who are we picking to start as quarterback? Are we going with Bridgewater or are we going with Lock? Now, I feel like Lock has put in the time. Uh-huh. You know, he's getting better, more secure with himself. But that Bridgewater, man, he's on point. I feel like a big dude right now talking about this. Yeah.
Drew Lock did have a good game. He started on Saturday. So he did have a good game when he played, but so did Teddy. Teddy's getting the start this weekend, though.
Well, I think it's going to be Drew Lock, personally.
Yeah.
He has a higher upside. Like, Teddy Bridgewater has a higher floor, so, like, he won't do as bad. If Drew Lock sucks, it'll be really bad. And if Teddy sucks, it'll just be kind of bad. Does that make sense?
Nope.
Okay.
So it's a battle of who's going to suck less.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, but I thought they were good, though.
No, they both kind of suck.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and if Drew, but if Drew plays well, I mean, they could easily win like 9 or 10 games. But if Teddy plays well, they'll probably just win like 7 or 8, and then they'll like lose in the playoffs.
Okay, all yeah. right.
So what you're telling me is we really missed the opportunity to get Aaron Rodgers here.
Yes.
Yeah. Really missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
So far, I'm looking at the Texnado 51059. Everybody's going with Lock.
That's who I want.
Yeah, Lock. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a runner. When he runs, I agree with you. When he runs, I mean, he's a good passer, but when he runs, he's mobile, and he actually uses that part of the game. He's good.
Yeah.
Somebody says it's neither, because either is an option, like either or. So neither one of my cars are in the garage.
Okay. That makes sense.
That does make. Thank you for the English lesson. We really appreciate that.
Listen, we're not here to
teach people grammar. Yeah.
Wait, what was the word I said yesterday?
Epitome?
No, is it epitome?
The epitome. Yeah, the epitome. So you're talking to me about English lessons? Come on. All right, yeah. The other story that's kind of sad, I mean, not kind of, it really is sad, and that is that a 79-year-old woman was attacked by a moose, and she's in bad shape. I guess they took her to the hospital. She was out and about, and she wasn't, from what I understand, she wasn't trying to, like, you know, coax it or anything like that. Corks it.
That's it. You want to talk about our vocab? How about that? Come here, Moosey, Moosey, Moosey. Come here. I got some candy for you.
I'm going to cork you. Anyway, and so, yeah, she was attacked by a moose, and she's in the hospital.
What?
Yeah.
My dad got attacked by a moose once.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. So I have an Uncle
Wait,
Mike.
Wait, hold on. Carson, look at me looking at Schmidel. Okay, what? Go ahead. Sorry.
So I have an Uncle Mike who lives up in Alaska, in Anchorage.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was up there visiting him, and he said that it was like rutting season, which I think is when they're mating.
Yeah, it is.
And he came across a moose, and this moose just started chasing him through the woods. Wait. He said he had to like dip and dive and dodge, and he's just running around trees and stuff.
Your dad almost was attacked. Or wait, you said attacked by a moose, but he wasn't really.
Well, chased is, I guess, a better word. Yeah.
And let me guess, Yogi Bear came out and saved him.
This is a real story.
No, it's not. All right, no, it's not.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, happy Thursday, little Friday. By the way, we are BJ free. And, you know, I was like, that doesn't sound right. BJ.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, whatever. My bell broke. Whoops. I didn't mean to throw that at. I was like throwing it towards you. I didn't mean it, like, for it to hit you. Sorry.
I heard a little bit.
Sorry.
Show's falling apart.
Anyway, BJ had to pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. A 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that.
And he's going to Hawaii. It makes sense to me.
Happened. I get it. So just so everybody knows, here's the new rule on the show. The day that you're going on vacation, you take that day off. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a new rule.
No more half days.
No, just
call it in.
You just call it in and you say, I have to pack. And then everybody's like, oh, I totally get it. Okay, that's
understood.
Cool. Right. And do it right before the show starts. Okay, because that's really.
Call your boss 5 minutes before you're supposed
yep,
to be there.
Nice. Okay, a couple things. I need to warn everybody because as a public service announcement, because that's what we're here for, supposedly. That's what we're really supposed to do for all you folks, is give you public service announcements. Number one, there is a possibility, friends, that we might get hail today, okay? It's along the I-25 corridor, and so the hot chick that you love on Fox 31, what's her name? Kylie?
Kylie Burse.
Yeah. She just told us that along the I-25 corridor, we could get hail. So what I need all of you to do, this is very important, as a public service informant, find out where your local Sonics are.
Yes.
Okay, so just put in all the Sonics, and all you have to do is once it starts hailing is, this is what I do. You find the Sonic, you pull in, you just order like a small drink.
And you just wait it out.
Yep.
I mean, they got hot dogs. They've got everything.
They really do. And they make the shakes look really fabulous.
So if you're stuck there for hours, you're good.
Yeah. So just find your local Sonic. Again, we have a chance of hail, high winds. Did she say what time?
No, I think that it was very vague. Sometime this afternoon. I would guess like maybe anytime after 2.
Okay. That's when they usually develop. Yeah. All right. So possibility of hail and high winds. So just be on the lookout for that. There is some breaking news. I think, Schmidl, you told me there's some breaking news.
Yeah. It looks like police are probing a report of an explosive truck near the Capitol.
What is probing?
Yeah. What is that word?
Did I say probing?
Yeah.
I meant probing.
Probing.
Yeah. Probing. Or just they're just investigating. Police are investigating a report of an explosive truck near the Capitol. It looks like there's a suspicious vehicle near the Library of Congress. So they're checking out to see if there's a bomb inside of this vehicle.
Okay, so possible explosive in a truck near Library of Congress.
That's scary.
Library. Well, that was one of the words that everybody says. It's like
they say library.
Library.
Yeah.
Library.
Rary. Library.
From yesterday, my girlfriend commented again that we here in the United States of America is that we say water. And it really irritates her because she's from England and it's water. So she's like, y'all are so lazy. You say water.
Water.
She's like, is there a D in it? And I was
water.
Like, I know we've done this before, Alina. And she's like, yeah, but it's not water.
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 No, that's with a D.
Water.
No, it's water.
Yeah. Water.
In Colorado, you don't like saying T's. We also don't say T in our mountain. See? What? I just skipped.
Mountain.
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 Oh. Mountain.
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 Yeah.
Mountain. All right, anyway, let's move on. That was a fascinating segment. Alice Anarchy is tomorrow. Tomorrow, we knew BJ was not going to be here. So tomorrow, we're going to do Alice Anarchy. If you don't know what that is, 100 years ago when I was on the station here, we created with Frosty and Frank a thing called Alice Anarchy. And it was super fun. And it's on Fridays. We did it basically every Friday. And we just played whatever we wanted. And whatever you guys wanted, we would just play it. And I mean, I think one time we even played like Kenny Rogers, which let's not do that. Okay.
Yeah. Let's not go to like
right?
Barry Manilow or something like that.
Yeah. Like let's pick it up and keep it fun. So we have posted a little something on Facebook where you can put in your request because we actually, I know this is funny, but we actually have in our storage downstairs rows and rows of albums.
Yeah, and CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And CDs. Yep. I mean, I love even the 33s and the 45s. So we have our turntable in here.
Yeah, the tape player.
Oh, yeah. So we'll get that kicked off tomorrow morning. 8-track,
yeah.
Clunk, 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 at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So feel free to put in your request now so we can find them in the next few hours. Okay. I mean, for tomorrow. Okay. Got it. The other thing is, hold on. Oh, yeah. I know. I was just talking about Fox 31 and Kylie, that Kylie Burke girl. Well, I guess they got a new girl on Fox 31. Now, here's the fun part, friends. So I'm sitting here with two 30-somethings young men. No, that's gross. And I was listening to them totally dish on, I mean, you guys are like women that are gossipy teenage women or girls, I guess.
Yeah.
So we got a new news anchor on Fox 31, right?
Right.
Her name is Ashley Ryan.
Yep.
Yep.
And she came from Oklahoma?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And then Schmidil, the way men talk about women is really disgusting to me. Like, I don't know. Do you think she's hot? Yeah, I think she's hot. Yeah, she's totally hot.
Well,
she's
pretty hot.
Okay, she's hot. But then you threw in a monkey wrench in that whole thing.
She kind of looks like Kirk Yonke. They look like their brother and sister.
It is kind of weird.
I was like, what? And then all of a sudden, Carson, out of nowhere, and in case I hope you guys know who we're talking about, he just starts saying, well, that Megan girl that left, she was a bitch.
She was always kind of mean to Drew and Kirk.
Yeah, she didn't like to play around with them at all.
No, Kirk would always be trying to like yuck or do like a dad joke, and she just would not have any of it. Or Drew would kind of screw up a couple times when he was like newer, and then they'd be like, oh, poor Drewby, like combining his.
You
want to
talk about a toxic work environment?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we're saying. God. I don't think they miss her that much.
No.
Wow, she got her own show. She's like doing a nationally syndicated show.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Megan O'Halloran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The new girl seems really nice, though.
Yeah. Let's hear a little.
Here's what she said. This is the new girl on Fox 31. Mind on why he did it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Drew. Thank you.
You got it.
Brand new developments from Boulder this morning for the second time in just over a week. A neighborhood there has been targeted by a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, this is scary. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but police are now scrambling to find the suspects.
Okay.
Fox 31.
I think she's solid. Yeah.
She's good.
Right?
Good. Didn't mess up. No. It's like brother and sister up there just having a good old time.
All right, a couple other. I don't even know what to do. Schmidil is very excited about the new, Bolo?
Oh, the Bolo rap. From the Colorado Police.
Yeah, very excited about this. I guess, go ahead and tell everybody what this is.
So it's like a new non-lethal restraint. So basically they have like this little gun. It kind of looks like a taser gun almost.
Right.
But it shoots out a lasso, and then it goes around their legs or whatever they're shooting it at. There's a weight on either side of the rope, and then when it hits the person, the weights start going around them. So it's kind of like Batman.
It's like Spider-Man crap, man.
So I want cops to start wearing capes now.
I think they should.
So that my child can just be going geeking out.
it's amazing. They've shown it, and I guess they're going to introduce this now because they're getting sued for the pepper ball.
Yeah, for the pepper ball and the rubber bullets. I guess there were some situations with the protest last summer that some people got seriously injured.
Right, so now they have this little gun, and literally, pew! And this rope goes out, and it goes around their legs and wraps around it, and they trip and fall down.
Yeah, it's like Wonder Woman had like the bolo tie.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh yeah.
Batman.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right, but this they don't even have to try lasso in the air. They just hit the button.
Yeah, and it does it all on its own.
Whoa! I need one of those. Some of you with toddlers, you all need those.
Oh yeah.
You're at the theme park and like.
They're running away from you. Not today.
Then the other news is the kangaroo.
Yeah, or wallaby.
A wallaby. I'm sorry. So there is a runaway wallaby in Pennsylvania, and Carson just brought to my attention that we had a missing one.
So remember back at, remember far back, June 16th of last year, 2020, there was that wallaby or kangaroo. They didn't know what it was, but it escaped, they said, from a zoology foundation in Larkspur. Then
Is it zoology or zoology?
I think it's zoology.
Zoology.
Zoology, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's zoology.
Pretty sure it's zoo.
No.
Zoo?
Zoe would be like Zoe, like Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoology.
Zoology.
There'd only be like one O in it.
All right, go ahead. My bad.
People are screaming in their cars.
I know.
Right now.
They're like, bring back BJ!
But, all right, so it was spotted on June 16th in Aurora. And we're like, all right, well, where's this thing going to go? Like, is it going to get eaten? What's going to happen?
Well, we just assumed, like, a mountain lion would eat it.
Yeah. I mean, because it's a wallaby. It doesn't, I'm assuming they can't go that fast. But it's been spotted in Pennsylvania, and I feel like it's making its way across country.
So dude, it has to be that one.
It has to be. How many wallabies are getting loose?
I agree with that. How many? Do you really think that a wallaby would make it from Sedalia all the way to Pennsylvania?
I don't know what they eat. That's the only thing.
Yeah, what's it snacking on?
Yeah.
Well, we bought like, so when you feed them in Australia or whatever, we bought like seed. It's like all kinds of seed. And you just sprinkle it.
So they can live off the land.
So they would have plenty.
Yeah.
They would
and
just
I think
like
they're
seed.
Probably fast enough to get away from
any
predators.
They're pretty fast.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
if you
It's not like there's cheetahs in America, you know?
Wait, what?
That was a great observation.
Now, is it cheetah or is it chuda? Just kidding. I'm
cheetah.
Kidding.
Cheetah.
Cheetah. We need a nap. Oh. All right, we're going to wrap this up. There you go. Tablet trash. Sorry, friends.
BJ and Jamie.
How to pronounce the name of the science that is dedicated to studying animals in English or American? It is said zoology.
Uh-huh!
Zoology, not zoology or not zoology, but rather zoology. If you want to learn more on why it must be said zoology and not zoology, there is this great video that explains everything about it that you need to know. Linking to it right here.
Hold on, I don't believe a guy that's chewing on a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, that guy needs to drink a cup of water.
Okay.
Holy cow.
That guy is, whatever his opinion is.
His lips are smacking so hard.
I told you guys it was zoology, and I don't care if he had a Jolly Rancher. Oh my God. I was like, I know I'm right on this. Listen, I'm just happy when I'm right on one thing, because yesterday was such a debacle with my English vocab. And so I'm like, I know it's zoology, because my dad was a zoologist. That's why I know.
But can't you say zoology too? Isn't it all
okay?
Right?
I think you technically can say both, but I didn't want to give you that one. I think you can. I'm not really sure. Let me go and see. Is this really worth? No, it's not worth it. All right. So in case you didn't know, BJ is gone today. He took today off. We thought he was going to be here, and then at 4:30 this morning, he texted us that Lisa hasn't packed for the 3-year-old yet, so he was going to stay home and pack for the 3-year-old.
Do you think he chose? Do you think Frog chose like Buzz or Woody?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a great question.
A great question. Yeah.
But anyway, so BJ's not here this morning. He had to pack, and they are off to Hawaii at like 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. So hopefully they got everything packed, because that, you know, ooh, that's gonna be tight.
Stressful situation.
And that is my final dig. Because I'm not bitter. I'm not. I'm fine with it. It's fine. But he won't be here tomorrow, as we told you. And so don't forget, Alice Anarchy, we're kicking off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Yes. We're so excited about it. So we're bringing it back. It's on a Friday, and it's fantastic. I know we already have a few requests, right?
Yeah, we've already got 12 requests on Facebook. But just go to our Facebook page and just leave whatever song you want to hear.
Yeah, because we're going to get loaded up here in a minute. So, go to Facebook and tell us what you want to play starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Please don't do any weird ones, because I'm pretty sure those aren't going to be played.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to weed through them.
And I say weird like, you know, Kenny Rogers weird.
Right.
Like Captain Antonio weird.
Or like Barbie Girl. Or
oh,
dude.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Oh, come on.
What?
Oh my God, you suck. Yes, of course we're playing Barbie
Girl.
Yeah. Come on.
That was going to be my
Barbie
request.
Girl
we can't do
in
it.
A Barbie world. Wrapped in plastic. It's fantastic. I'll do the karaoke version for you.
You know what I feel like we're finding out is that Carson is funny and warped, and that's what I found out.
I'm a little messed up.
I've had some trauma. Well, you know, you're so quiet when BJ's here because there's, you know, like there's not a lot of room for you because it's him and I like blah, 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 vomit.
It's right? A lot to take in. I will tell you that.
But I never thought in my life I'd hear you sing "I'm a Barbie Girl" and know every word. So that's just freaking fantastic right
day.
There. Right? Oh my God. All right. A couple other things as we wrap up, because we're going to leave early this morning because, you know, I got to go pack.
Got to get ready for the day.
Oh, I was done with my last dig about 10 minutes ago, wasn't I? Gosh. Anyway, no, we are going to wrap up, but it's not because of that. We got to wrap up because I have to clean out my garage because we might get hail, you guys, along the I-25 corridor. She didn't really tell us where. It's very vague.
Mm-hmm.
She just said I-25 corridor. I don't know about you guys, but I-25 is really long.
Yeah.
That's a lot of I-25.
And what's the corridor? Like, what's technically...
I feel like it's from, like, Thornton to, like, DTC.
You feel like that's
I feel like that's a main... at least definitely by, like, 6th Avenue exit and stuff like that.
Okay, so she said hail is very, very possible along whatever they just said. And it's going to be gusting winds and all that stuff. So hunker down, I guess. I don't know, because you know nothing actually will happen. So that's happening. Glenwood Springs, unfortunately, is I-70 is closed again, right?
Yesterday afternoon because of potential
rain.
Mudslides.
Oh, okay.
They're getting rain.
All right. So Man, somebody said, gosh, I really, really love Barbie Girl.
Yeah. Oh.
They're asking if you could sing a little bit more. Hello?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world wrapped in plastic. It's fantastic. Ba-na-na-na-na.
It's time to wrap this thing up.
Sorry, I have to be in the mood.
It was good. It's good. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, we will see you guys tomorrow morning. Don't forget to go on to Facebook and give us your request for Alice Anarchy. It's going to kick off at 8 a.m.
Woo!
Yeah. Great job, you guys, both of you. Very
thank you.
Fantastic.
Hey, you as well.
Oh, thank you. Somebody said, Jesus, Jamie, stop it. We all know why effing BJ's God. You don't have to keep telling us. Did I mention he had to pack?
At least he said aloha to us. So, I mean, there's that.
All right. Have a great day. Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.